Hi girls, I hope you're having a beautiful day today. Welcome back to a new episode of The Creative Purpose. Today, I wanted to talk to you about something that is maybe not a very niche topic, but is something that I think it's important for you to know or to remember. Sometimes we tend to forget this, and this is that we all start somewhere. Everyone starts doing something. And through this episode, I want to help you remind that and also to help you apply it into your life, into your projects, into everything you do. So with no further ado, let's begin. So I think there's some fear attached to starting something from scratch. So we may feel scared that by starting something and having no experience at all, we will fail by default because we are not experienced at this thing. But the truth is that by not even trying that new thing, we for default fail. So we think we will fail because we have no prior experience. But at the end of the day, we fail because we don't even try it. Recently, I started a new YouTube channel with zero experience at recording conversational kind of videos in Spanish. Yes, that is my native language, but since I created my whole business, Blizzo Girl, and my later project, The Creative Purpose, in English, I never experimented with content creation in my mother tongue. So it feels different. This feels totally out of my comfort zone, and it also feels sort of scary because my personality kind of changes in Spanish. But not only that, I speak with a notorious Chilean accent, which if you are a Spanish speaker, you may know it because this is one of the hardest Latin American accents to understand. And it's not something I think, it's something that people from other Latin American countries say. People from Spain also say that Chileans are very hard to understand. So I was very conscious of this, and I am still very conscious of it. And every time I record a video, I get worried that people won't understand my accent, or even worse, they will hate it. I've heard some people that don't like Chilean accent, and I'm very conscious about that when I'm recording in Spanish. Now, apart from my accent, I also had another disadvantage, and that is that I was not very prolific at editing beautiful and aesthetic videos, which I am in love with. I really love aesthetic videos, but I wasn't very good at it. I have no experience editing beautiful and aesthetic videos. I never seemed to have a good light that wasn't dark nor super bright. And I never color correct my videos. At least in the past, I never color corrected my videos. And sometimes you could even hear some annoying noises at the back of what I'm saying, such as right now, because there's a dog barking in my neighbor's house. So probably you hear that. Sometimes you hear other noises, annoying noises that I know are annoying, but I cannot control that. So with no experience at editing videos of great quality and zero experience at communicating in a coherent way in Spanish, I felt like I was set for disaster. So after recording my first video some weeks ago, I felt weird. I didn't fancy the result. I was embarrassed to put that on YouTube. Even more embarrassed just at the thought of someone that knew me in real life would find this video and then judge me because I was not good enough. Nevertheless, I then edited the video. I liked the result a little bit more, but still was reluctant to upload it. And when I did it, when I finally decided to upload the video, I just wanted to delete it as fast as possible. I couldn't bear thinking that the video was there online and everyone could see my face speaking in my mother tongue. And like people that knew me in real life, like my family, my friends or ex-friends, my classmates from school, my classmates for university, acquaintances, like different people that knew me in real life, seeing this video was like something that blocked me a lot. But I didn't do it. I didn't delete the video because I knew that if I deleted my video, then I would find more excuses to never upload a YouTube video of that type again. So yes, I have my channel, the Creative Purpose channel, where sometimes I share things about entrepreneurship or some reflections I do or time lapses of me painting. I also share things in relation to the programs I create, my courses. And I'm fine with that channel. I'm totally fine with it. I feel comfortable speaking in English, as you know. And I also have another secret channel that it's doing kind of well. So I won't delete those two. But this one, these kind of videos in Spanish, talking about the writing I do, like my novels, the things I write, my experience writing, is something that I knew that if I deleted this first video, then I would still find excuses to keep on deleting the rest of the videos that I upload or even not uploading them at all. And then I also remembered something, and this is what this episode is all about. And it is that we all start somewhere. Sounds very easy to understand, but sometimes we have trouble really applying that to our own lives. But the truth is that every person has a point zero where there's no experience attached yet, like no experience at all. We all start at point zero in everything. So the question here I have for you is, have you ever postponed something so much because of lack of experience that you ended up not doing that thing? Have you been scared of the poor results you may get and therefore you haven't shared what you've done? This is a very interesting question, because by answering that, we can realize that sometimes we haven't allowed ourselves to do something because we feel like as we don't have experience, then we will do things in a bad way. And the thing we create or the thing we do is going to have no quality at all. And I think I shared this with you in a very, very old episode of the podcast. And this is an experience I had with something that I had zero experience at, and I felt totally embarrassed. But I keep on trying this, and this experience has a relation to belly dancing. So when I was 14 years old, I was invited to join a group of belly dance class. It was like a workshop or a weekly workshop of belly dancing. And we had a teacher, like a coach, that would teach us the movements. And I was the new girl in this group. Like everyone there already knew the basic movements, the basic like dancing moves. They knew the song they were rehearsing. They were rehearsing like a choreography. They already knew all that. They were like in their third or fourth week practicing that choreography. And I was the new girl there. So I entered the room and the teacher told me to go at the front of the classroom. So I was like in the front row, just behind the teacher, because she wanted me to really be able to see every step of the choreography so that I could imitate her. The thing is, there was a mirror in front of us and I could see how bad I was dancing. I could see how bad my movements were. And if for example, everyone were dancing to the left, I was dancing to the right because I didn't know when to turn, or I didn't know when to start the next step of the dance, of the choreography. So I was very embarrassed. I was very, very afraid of what others would say about me and my abilities to dance. So I was at zero level, 0 point. And one of my thoughts were, I need to go out of here. I need to never come back. I won't come back to this place because I have zero experience. And then I realized, well, I think everyone here was at point zero at one moment. So then I continued going. And as I kept on going, my abilities at dancing, at belly dancing, increased little by little until I could really understand the different movements and I could apply the whole choreography and dance. And then I feel like in some choreographies, I was better than classmates that were older in that group because I kept on practicing. I even practiced at my home, I remember. So we all start at zero point. That's a reality, no matter what thing you are doing. Yes, there are people that are naturally skilled to some activities. That's something that may happen. It's true. Sometimes you may start something and you realize you are better than people that have more experience. And that's because it's something that it's natural to you and that can happen. But in most cases and in most skills, in most hobbies, in most projects, you may be at zero point if you are just starting. And you shouldn't be afraid of that. You shouldn't be afraid of start at zero if that's where you are right now. Tomorrow and the next week, you may be another level. And then you can look back and realize of all the improvements you've made. So if you are a creative person, then you are even more likely to prevent yourself from seeming like an inexperienced person in the projects you work on. You may not want to look like an amateur and then make people see you as a failure or like you are not good enough. And that is a fear I always carry with me sometimes, and especially with this new YouTube channel. I don't want people to see me like a failure or like I'm not good enough. People that see my videos, I don't want them to think this girl is dumb, her video is super uncool, is bad edited and more things like that. So I sometimes prevent myself from trying things because of that. And this may also be your experience at something. So let me tell you this. The only way to get experience at something is by doing it. It's as simple and as hard as that. Yes, it's hard to get better at some skills, at some things. But the only way to get better is to keep on doing it. If you stop doing it, then you fail by default. So it was after I made that poor quality first YouTube video that I understood what things I needed to change. If I hadn't done those videos, if I hadn't edited those videos, if I hadn't watched those videos over and over again, in fact, it is just one video, but if I hadn't given myself the opportunity to edit that video, to first record the video, edit it, and then watch it, I wouldn't have had the opportunity of understanding what things I needed to change in order to make better videos. So these are just two examples. And the first one is that I realized that I was setting the camera on a wrong angle and my camera was like recording in a very bad way. Like it was a very, very odd angle. So I realized I need to set the camera in another position. The second thing I realized is that I need to correct the color when editing my video. I never correct color. When I edited my videos on Camstasia, I never understood how to color correct my videos. Even though I wanted to do it, I never understood how to do that. And now recently I started editing my videos on Canva and it's hard for me sometimes, but I think the overall experience of the video can come up better than when editing on Camstasia. But the thing is that I now understood how to color correct. I started watching some tutorials. I couldn't find the answers I wanted and the answers I was seeking for in those tutorials, but I was able to come up with an answer myself, and I realized how to color correct my video. And I realized that was a game changer. Now the video looks better. The videos that I haven't uploaded yet, but that I'm editing still, are much beautiful and look more aesthetic. And I'm sure that as I keep on editing and creating videos, I will come up with more things that I need to change and that I need to improve in my video recording, video editing, and all that. And the only way I could understand these things was by giving myself the chance to try this, to try recording, to try uploading videos, and realizing of the things I did wrong. So the second video that I'm doing, and the third one, it's getting better than the first one. And I'm sure that the third one will probably be a little bit better than the second one, and the fourth one a little bit better than the third one. But the thing here is that just start and put your work out there. I realized that after some days, I feel less scared of others seeing my video. The first day I was very scared because I realized of all the mistakes I made. But then as I watched the video again, I realized that, well, even if it wasn't a perfect video, it wasn't a very bad video. At least the audio was good. I think the audio was good, and I managed to make the video look pretty somehow, even though it wasn't as pretty as I wanted it to be. But what I want to tell you here is that when you start something, you start very scared, very blocked, like you're not sure if this is going to be a good idea. But then as days pass by, as you have given yourself the chance to try something, you will start feeling less and less scared. Things won't decrease in maybe difficulty, and of course you may come up with new problems, with new difficulties in your journey, in whatever thing you're doing, but you're going to get less and less scared and you're going to gain more and more experience. So you won't be able to be at 0.5 in experience if you haven't gone through the first four steps before. And I realized that this is something that many, many people have scary feelings towards, because we want to be at 0.5 right away. We want to be there, even though we know it's impossible to be at a 0.5 if we haven't gone through the first four points. Some may say, well, then I would go through all the steps in order to gain experience, but I will only share my project when it's perfect. And well, that's actually a good idea, but that could make you get into the perfectionism rabbit hole. And you may never be truly sure of your work because you haven't given yourself the opportunity of showing your first projects. So if you want to know more about what I have to say in relation to perfectionism, I truly recommend you to listen to my previous podcast episode when I talk all about perfectionism. So of course, I'm not saying to put yourself out there in an uncomfortable way just for the experience. If you're not comfortable about something, or if you feel like you are not ready to share your project yet, you don't need to force yourself to do it. If you're panicking about it, don't force yourself. I really want you to be gentle about the decision of putting your work out there, especially if it's something digital. I really want you to have a gentle experience, a nice experience, so that you don't feel like you can get traumatized about this. But if you want to feel less scared of sharing your projects, no matter your current experience, the only way out is through, and this is something that I really want you to remember, the only way out of the discomfort of sharing your things, your creations, your videos, your music, your graphics, your products, your courses, whatever you create, the only way out of the discomfort of it is through. The only way to get rid of these scary feelings, of these not good enough feelings, is to do it, is to try sharing it, it's to upload it, it's to just launch your website or launch your course. It's never going to be perfect. And this is something I talk more in the episode I just mentioned to you. It's never going to be a perfect thing, because perfection is nothing. It's like an imaginary thing. It doesn't exist. A perfect thing doesn't exist. But if you move through the discomfort by sharing your maybe at perfect projects, your not ready projects, or not your not good enough projects, one day you will come up with these feelings of comfort, of calm, of gentleness, where you'll be able to share more and more of what you've created. And this happened to me many times. It happened to me when I wanted to be an illustrator and I uploaded all my illustrations into an Instagram account that I created. And the first picture I uploaded was awful because it was the first time I was drawing an illustration like the one I did using copy markers and trying to do a challenge. And I think it was the Inktober challenge. So it was my first illustration. And I was very scared because I was not good at it. I had zero skills at drawing, but I wanted to try it. And I moved through the discomfort of it by just uploading the damn picture. And then the next day I did another drawing and it was a little bit better than the first one, but still not good enough. And I, even though I didn't like it so much, I just uploaded the picture, the drawing. And then I kept on doing that for the 31 days of October. And the final drawing that I made on day October 31st, it was much better than the first one I uploaded. And I was so, so proud of all the improvements that I was able to make to my illustrations just by being consistent and sharing my work. Then whenever I drew something, I would immediately post it, not feeling scared of it because I already went through that. I went through that when my work was very, very ugly. So when my work was even better, I wasn't scared of it. And the same happened to me with my Blissogirl things. The first thing I launched, I was very scared of them. I was scared of what people may think of the product itself. I was scared that people were going to ask me for refunds. I was scared that no one would buy. But then as I kept on launching my things and showing what I made in my audience, like my mail list, on Pinterest, on Instagram, I started getting more confidence to show more of my work. And I'm doing the same with this YouTube channel. Even though it's not perfect, my edition is not very good. I know that my video is not of a high quality yet, but I'm still trying to show it. And now, if you ask me, are you scared of uploading your second YouTube video? Not at all. I don't feel scared. I feel really ready to show this new video because I know that it's better than the first one. The thing is, you need to go through the first step of something, because if not, you're never going to get to step two, step three, or step four. If you keep on postponing this thing, then you will never find the perfect moment to try it or to share it with the world. I hope you really have a beautiful day ahead. I really hope you have enjoyed this episode. I hope it was useful to you, encouraging, and that now you have more motivation to do this thing that you are scared of doing.